Hello. So for this iteration regarding lights, what we did was create something from the space we had with the lights we had, which included various different sorts and coming from different directions. We had a very simple grid on top of us, and we used that to kind of spot the three places that we chose to be center stage. And then all the rest, all the colors, was done from below, from the ground, with LED lights. Those LED lights would be plugged in and off analogically. We would have to do it ourselves by hand from the plug. So that adds a texture to movement with the lights. And then there were four LED tubes that we programmed to change color, and they were part of set and part of light. The light they emitted was very low, but the visual effect was very high. So not wanting something that only lights, but also using light as an installation. We used also a couple of work lights that we had, which brought a very white contrasting tone when we turned them on. So we had those things kind of working side by side with each other and creating different textures through light and different ambiances with very little change. So since they were very strong white lights, when we turned them on and off, it would create a very drastic change. Where to go from now would be, how do we make those changes more smooth with how we move in the space, with what we're doing, and create something which make the light also dance with us. So since it's plugging in and out, there's a movement that can be brought into this, and the light itself moves, and we move through the light and with the light. It was interesting to have something coming from above and floor, and also the lights all be visible and be instruments that are available for the audience to see how they work, not something that is totally hidden off on a grid.